Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, that's about as cool as we can do as an opening. Hello, everybody in TV land. The sports authorities are now on the air, ready to fly, ready to go with you. So, the most hard-hitting sport talk show on Radio Daddy-O anywhere, not bought and paid for it by anybody, so we can tell you exactly how it is.
That's right.
And sometimes we tell you how it sounds.
All the facts.
That's right. We're fair and unbalanced. So...
Unhinged too.
We do. I'm unbalanced all the time.
We do follow the DMCA rules here. We do not have the FCC, so sometimes the language could get a little bit salty. And if it does, have a beer, grab a pretzel.
If it does, the hell with you.
That's right. True too. Let's see. We have the highest standards here. Next week, you'll be able to call in. We actually have a hotline directly for our CKWI Radio 76, which will be fully functional next week. We're really looking forward to it because you can call all you want. We ain't going to pick up. I mean, we're looking forward to what you're saying. Actually, you can leave a message right there. We'll go right direct.
Maybe sure. Brad Osmus will call in.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. If he was smart, he wouldn't call it.
Well, we don't know whether he's smart or not. But
oh, no. We already know he's not smart.
Yes.
No, we already know he's not smart.
No, not at all.
Well, no. I'll take that
allegedly.
Back. We know he's not baseball smart.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
We know he's not smart, period. I mean, he has no brains in him whatsoever. All right, so here's the story. So, over to the left of us, we have one-third of the sports authority... The super CPA himself.
Ooh, and he's wearing his...
And it's second down.
Look at the shirt
that's
he's got on.
That's smart looking. That is snazzy, my man. Make sure to wear that on the Dream Cruise, which we will be broadcasting live at the 2017 Dream Cruise. We are going to be right in front of Bravo Intimate and Swimwear. Oh, no, sports. Not Sportswear. There's no Under Armour there.
Well, yeah, that's right.
In theory, there is Under Armour there, but yeah. We're going to be right there. We're going to be... 1/4 mile north of 12 Mile Road. So you want to drop by, say hi, watch us work.
So if you want to bring your dragster, just go to 12 Mile and then just let it go for 1/4 mile.
That's right. Pop the clutch at 12 Mile, yeah. Burn all the way out to when you see us. We'll give you the ticket that says you ran a 990 flat, no matter what Vega you may be in that day.
That's right. And then we'll hold a sign up that says 10.
That's right. And then that means you give us 10. And you have a picture taken with us.
And we'll give you a hot dog.
And then you can deal with the Royal Oak Police after that.
We cannot wait to see, we cannot wait for this to happen. Oh, my God. No bad weather, please. Somebody that does not ever bring this bad weather. Oh, he is the sunny side up. The super CPA himself, Ken Pocket. Hi, Ken.
Hi, John. And hello to everybody out there listening to us tonight.
Now, going left to right on your radio dial, number X... In your yearbook, but number one in your hearts, the sport director here at CKWI Radio 76, Mark Milicek. Hi, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. And Kenny looks like he's ready
okay.
to go.
Okay, so here's the thing today. As I do own, and I am the CEO of CKWI Radio 76, I did make the executive decision because we only now have 54 minutes, that we can't talk about the Detroit Tigers today because we've got something new and interesting, really kind of cool coming down the pike. Professional lacrosse is coming to Detroit, and I want to spend all hour on that today. So,
and I'm sure everyone wants to listen to 1 hour of lacrosse. Yes.
Professional lacrosse.
Professional.
There you go.
All we need now is professional MSL soccer, and we got
no,
everything.
No, we don't. No, we keep DCFC, baby. We don't want the MSL. Screw the MSL. We don't want those carpetbaggers. Look, the guys who put together DCFC busted their humps. You know, I mean, all the way down from Cass Tech, all the way down to Wallingham-Tramick now. Now, maybe they'll get a better place. I mean, if you want to salute somebody, a group of guys that did it right to bring a team, a soccer team, because who gives a damn about soccer, frankly? But somehow, some way, they made a culture. So every time you go, they got a game this Saturday. Like, they're in the playoffs. Playoffs?
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 Yeah, anyway.
Allen Iverson?
Yeah.
Playoffs?
Yeah, but however, these guys grew a culture. If you ever see any of the pictures, if you ever gone to a DCFC game, oh my God, for $10? I mean, it's like going to a Catholic church. You're up, you're down, you're singing, you're dancing, you're moving around, you're doing all kinds of stuff. Who cares it's great if the team scores. Raw team, you know, but if you ever get into the DCFC, I guess the hooligan side, oh, baby, that's fun. And that was done through AA, AAA, and then this. Don't come in with your big money, stupid ghost. Don't come in with your big money, Dan Gilbert, and go, all right, we just bought one. You know, it's like buying a whore. You know, anybody can do it, and you get screwed. Like that? However.
Wow. That was snazzy.
Yeah. I like that. It was kind of poetic in a way. DCFC, man, I hope to God that they cut them in on something. Because if there's somehow some way that they can bring in a team, call it DCFC. And so that way the people who are, you know, the hard, rabid fans for DCFC don't feel screwed over. Because that's basically what's happening here. It's like, oh, thank you for making this market. Now get the hell out of the way. We got the big money. Here we go. And if you've seen this stupid stadium, did you see the stupid stadium that they were going to try to make over there by the jail?
Yeah.
What? It is the most antiseptic kind of thing I've ever seen. It's got no soul.
It looks like a jail.
It does, with a glass roof, and that's what you want to do. I mean, what was that movie where Longest Yard? You know? I mean, basically, that's what you got, except for with soccer folks. You know, yes, they did get, like, a whole big bunch of soccer people. I think they played at Comerica a couple of weeks ago. Two teams that nobody gives a damn about.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Juventa and...
Yeah, them.
Roma or whatever, yeah.
Romar.
Yeah, yeah. Romine played over there.
Yeah. Second down. But if you could get, I mean, we could, it's going to be this Saturday, you know. I don't know if you can get out of the house. We should go. Instead of going to the races, we should go down there. $10, man. Go for, or $10 or $15, whatever. It's you know, you don't even go for the game. God bless the guys on DCFC who run around and kick a ball and do something fun, you know. But it's the atmosphere. And if you can get an atmosphere like that, that's why Jimmy Buffett people are so crazy. Yeah, the music's kind of, okay, fine, whatever. But the party is incredible, you know. And so every time you go, well, Jimmy Buffett's coming to town, everyone's, all right, you know. Yeah. Same thing with DCFC. If you got a home team, a home game, ta-da. Spend that money. It is the biggest bang for the buck, and you get to be really close to the Polish Sea League. Great place for a beer. Szafnuska and Stroh's, $150. You can't get that at Comerica, you know?
Especially for $150.
Hell no, man. I mean,
it might be $10.50.
The beautiful thing about Hamtramck is they got probably like three cops. So you got a 50-50 chance of getting on I-75 just hammered. Even though that's not what the sports authorities would do, and that's what we would call a second down on you for that.
That's right. And if we do get hammered, we do it with the utmost...
Yeah, highest quality.
highest standard possible.
There you go. You'll rarely see us throwing up in the gutter. We go behind the bushes and we'll throw up.
That's right.
Don't care. And bless the heart that Hamtramck homes are so close together, you know, we don't have to run. There's a shrub every 10 feet. You know, you just like roll us up over the sidewalk and go, and talking about rolling us over the sidewalk and go. I don't even want to kick this one off, but we're going to do it anyway. So did you see these god-awful trades for the Detroit Tigers? It's so good that you have so many needs, so many places, and you got three third basemen and a shortstop. Awesome.
Look, when they made the J.D. Martinez trade, you know, we all reacted with horror and disgust, right?
And you suck.
Absolutely, because he should have got more for the guy. Okay? And he complained about the market and this and that. And looking at this trade with Alex Avila and Justin Wilson, should they have gotten more? Well, I don't think any of us can really say what the market was. I know that San Diego had a left-handed relief pitcher who's been doing great, Brad Hand. And he's actually younger than Wilson. And they couldn't even trade the guy because they had asked for so much. People stopped talking to him.
What did Oakland get? What did Oakland get for Gray?
Well, they got a couple of guys. Well, I mean, one guy, he's going in for Tommy John surgery. Another guy, he screwed up his knee or something. And then they have the third guy who looks like a pretty good prospect.
Yeah, they got one good prospect out of the three.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a one-to-one wash?
Yeah, and they're hoping the other two eventually.
Yeah, well, the other two are kind of kicked in. Yeah. Detroit got no one-to-one wash. Nowhere. And everyone goes, well, you can't say that because of prospects, and you'll have to wait 5 years to make sure. Well, I can't wait 5 years.
Well, here's kind of the way I look at it. Well, you know, you look at the Tigers roster and you say, okay, this kind of looks like 2008 when we had the financial crisis and a lot of people's houses, the value dropped, and you still owe the money on the mortgage and you're upside down. You owe more than it's worth. That's what the Tigers roster looks like. You owe more than it's worth.
Well done.
Now you're looking for somebody. Okay, would you buy my house and take over the mortgage and pay me $20,000? No? Why not? Well, because I'm not going to step in your shoes, idiot. Same problem here. The damage is done. Now you're trying to figure out how to unwind it. And what are we getting from the Tigers? Drift. We're not getting a sense that they have a plan, that they know what they're doing. Their attitude seems to be, well, we'll just have to wait it out. Do you know how long you're going to be waiting it out? You're going to be waiting it out for 5 years. So you're going to have 5 years of drift. In the meantime, are you going to draft and develop players better than you've done for I don't know how long? Heard something on the radio this week, kind of shocked me. The last position player that the Tigers brought up through their system that made more than one All-Star game. Would you like to guess the name?
You're a catcher from your 1984 Tigers?
No.
Ooh, a swing and a miss.
Travis Fryman.
Oh, my God. How did he make the All-Star game ever?
Well, he was the third baseman with Cleveland for a number of years.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking for a Detroit team.
Right, but he didn't make it here, but he made it in his career. But that's how long it's been since they've brought up a quality positional player. And you're going to try to sell us now on the idea that, well, all of a sudden now they've figured it out and they're going to start producing players from their system. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you bring in three or four or five prospects from outside in these trades. If that's all you're going to do, it's going to be a long time, people. So I'm looking at it going, okay,
oh, your pen.
These trades didn't help, most likely didn't help. But seriously, I think we have a problem here. And we have the problem is that we're not producing players through our system. We're not drafting and bringing them through.
Who is the head of scouting? Don't we have a bunch of ex-Tigers who are scouts?
Probably, yeah. I'm not sure who's there, but
I mean, what's Trammell doing nowadays?
He was an assistant to Dombrowski.
Yeah, but wasn't he a traveling somebody?
Yeah.
Traveling coach or something stupid like that? I mean, what is that, by the way? But you would think a hallmark to the Illich teams, no matter which one they have, your scouting teams suck.
Yes.
You suck!
They are the worst ever. They were, when the Wings could go to faraway lands and nobody was there, brilliant move because they could cherry pick like no tomorrow.
Yep.
When everybody else got hip to that, that kind of flattened out. And you're right. It's a wonderful illustration. The Tigers have no, I mean, really, first of all, you can't, if you have needs in the outfield, if you have needs literally everywhere, but probably first base, and you load up with three, not one, not two, but three third basemen and one shortstop, do you only see one eighth of the baseball diamond? You know, I mean, is there no other outfielders out there that you could go? If you got two third basemen already, why did you go for another third baseman You know, that's just, when did you go, did you have Alzheimer's? And go, oh, do we have any third basements? Oh, hell yes, we do. You know?
Well, I think the rationale that I've heard that I thought was rather stupid was the fact that they are just so gutted in their minor league system for infielders that they really need to fill it out. And it's like, okay, great. Hey, guess what? Erie, Toledo, help is on the way. Detroit, not so much.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but how do you do that? I mean, really, there is that whole deal where even if, you know, they always say, well, you got power arms coming up. That's great. You got nobody behind you.
Yeah.
You know, how much are you really convinced that Machado is your second baseman of the future?
Not only that, but for all the power arms that we've been hearing about.
Where are they?
I mean, is Drew VerHagen your answer? How's he looked lately? Bruce Rondon? Help me.
Oh, we'll get into him.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that the Yankees relievers, did you see the graphic? That average 98 and above, mm-hmm. 98 to 100, the relievers' average velocity. Can you imagine? I mean, if you have any kind of control whatsoever, that you can bring up three fireballers on a rotational basis? I mean, Detroit, now that you traded, I think what really kind of screws up people is, why did you trade away your best reliever that was under contract, that's not a salary dump? You didn't make that much, you know? Why did you get rid of him and a cast-off catcher? For what?
Well, I don't have a problem with trading him if it's part of an overall plan. But I don't see an overall
plan.
There's no plan, right. And that's not on Avila. That's on Chris Illich. It's up to him to set the tone and say, this is what this organization is going to do. Now, Al, go ahead and implement the program. But he has to be the one defining what this team is going to do. And I don't see anything like that. I don't see any plan.
It's almost like they're up wherever they are at Comerica Park drawing straws.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to do this today. And, oh, we got the short straw, so we're not going to do nothing today.
Well, we don't have the money to sign JD, so trade JD.
Here's a good idea.
We're not going to bring back Avila, so trade him. And, oh, we got this relief pitcher. Let's trade him, too. Why? Because everyone says that we should. But the rest of these guys, we can't trade him because their contracts are too high, so we're not going to eat the money, so we're going to sit. Well, then why trade Justin Wilson? Why?
Agreed.
What's the point?
Truly
Where
agreed.
Are you going? What's the direction?
Yeah, I mean, if you got rid of that, and for what? A third baseman?
And fine, maybe the third baseman works out. You got to move Castellanos eventually. He's a piece of crap.
Oh, did you hear what's going on? First base.
Oh, cute. Yeah, he hits like a first baseman, doesn't he?
He's streaky.
240 hitter, maybe 18 to 20 home runs. Yeah, first baseman, huh?
Your power's got to come from first, third, and the outfield.
Yeah, and he doesn't have it. No, not to justify
how many
first
power
base.
People do you know are in third base? And all the Major League Baseball teams, how many third basemen hit 270?
You got Arellano from Colorado, has got 28 home
runs. Yeah, but you
can
name four or five. It's a lot of teams out there.
Donaldson. I mean, you go through. There's a lot of third basemen.
What about Turner from L.A.?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And you notice all the teams that have a good hitting third baseman? Are all on the top of the top.
What
of
do the
league?
Yankees have? Guy who's hitting 168.
Rendon in Washington. One. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good hitting third basemen. We don't have
270?
One. We don't have one. And the guy's a hack in the field.
Agreed.
Yeah, he leads the team in errors.
I can never understand why he was untouchable for so long.
I never did.
Because with all the... I mean, he's another Jonathan Erickson. Mm-hmm. You know? Where is he supposed to have potential, but where?
It never showed up in the minor leagues. His stats weren't that good.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. And he is, now that he's settled in, you know, he's displayed what he is. You know, so they're talking either first base or DH. That kid that they brought up from AAA, Starks, I think his name
Hicks.
Is? Hicks. I like him. Yeah. I like him. Show him a lot. You know, let's see what this guy's got. Because he seems like he's kind of the Boog Powell kind of big first baseman. Just let him be a first baseman. That's all he is. That's all he wants to be.
I wouldn't buy into Hicks too much. He used to be with the Twins, and they let him go.
Yeah, well, so look, they let go
Palfrey,
too. You play
him every day, and he'll get exposed.
Huh.
you know.
Yeah, but someone, everyone's going to get exposed, but let's see what the kids got. We don't care for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
You know, and again, you know, Minnesota let go of Pelfrey, so, you know, that's two good guys that they could let go.
Yeah, I mean, Pelfrey, yeah, he's an all-star, huh?
And all their good guys seem to show up here.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's because you get taken. Do you think that Chris is bored or not interested in the baseball side? I mean, if you're dumping all this stuff, the rule of thumb is that you dump all salaries, you have nothing but kids, and that's more exciting to a potential buyer.
But they didn't do that.
No, not, but that's what I'm saying. Is Chris disinterested in the team? I mean, the old man was. He was like going, you know, to the wall with the team, with the Tigers. But Chris, you haven't heard word one from this guy. You know, nothing. Once again, we have another owner that hides.
But we don't need the owner coming out and talking to us. We don't need that. What we need, though, is when somebody comes out and talks to us, which a lot of it's been Al Avila lately because he's been talking a lot. Where's the direction?
That's why you need Chris to come out
and
say.
That indicates that Ilitch isn't providing any direction.
Well, that's why. Well, does you think he has any? I mean, right now, they're so focused on Little Caesar Arena right now. 100%. What happens with the baseball team as long as we don't lose money? And they're losing it in droves.
Yes, they are.
Oh, my. Oh, Nelly.
The attendance is barely hitting 25,000 now.
Yeah, but would you go? You know what's the roughest job in the world? You know?
Tigers announcer. You got to pretend like it matters and that you care.
Well, because they can do that. Because most, except for Mario, they're both. Well, Gibson does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Rod Allen, you go back to Japan to play baseball. The hardest job in the world will be next year's season ticket salespeople.
Oh yes,
your PR guy.
How? What do you?
Don't
what are
we
you
have
gonna
a sound
do?
Effect for that?
For which one?
I mean, we got all sorts of sound effects.
Well, I was thinking maybe the explosion or something.
Or the bomb.
Yeah, the bomb.
Oh, I got that right here.
Yeah.
That's going to be the season ticket sales. Right there.
And you know what? In total Ilitch brain trust, they'll jack prices.
Yes.
But then you know what they'll do? They'll show all kinds of shiny faces. Coming up, see the tomorrow stars today. No. No. Because you don't have any stars. You have nada.
No, you know what they're going to do? They're going to market this team. You see it already. They're starting to do this. You know their names. You've seen them here before. We got JV. We got Miggy. We got Kinsler. You know?
The young meets the old.
Yes.
You know? The real old. And you're going to, because really, you got to suffer through next year. Okay, let's play the numbers game since you're so good at it. Next year is come and gone.
Yep.
You lose. JV's.
You lose Victor.
You lose Victor.
You knock
lose
another
JV.
Year off of JV.
Oh my God! We got. I thought thought next year was his last year.
He's got 3 years to go.
Yeah.
This year, two more.
Holy crap! I thought it was last year.
Yeah.
Second last year. Oh.
That's why nobody's biting on him. If he only had another year to go after this, people would take a chance. But they got two after this, and yeah, they say, well, there's the third year option. Well, he has to finish in the top five, the Cy Young voting, for that to kick in. It's not going to happen.
I'm glad you brought that up because did you see in the paper that Justin or Upton is going, I do have a dropout clause, you know, and I'm not here for another rebuilding. Ooh.
Oh.
Okay. Go, buddy. Huh. Go, buddy. You're right. You're better than that. You don't need this team. This team's just going to hold you down, man. Go. Go.
And see, the thing about it is
I need your ink pen. Are you using your ink pen at all? I'll use your ink pen.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
But anyways, if Justin Upton wants to be on a winning team, he needs to leave. Because number one, he's not going to get any protection in this lineup.
Nope.
He's going to get all sorts of shit pitches to hit. That average is going to start hitting the Mendoza line.
Yep.
Because they're going to just start throwing him all sorts of shit because he's not going to have any protection in the lineup. He needs to. He's thinking smart now.
Yep.
Even yep. He needs to go someplace to where he's got a little bit of protection in the lineup.
The thought is that he'll drop 88 mil right off the top if he takes the trap door out of here.
Uh-huh.
But if he can get somewhere at 60, $70 million for a professional hitter, the market's real bear out there. You know, after Cabrera, who do you want? Oh, wait, you don't even want Cabrera.
Yeehaw!
You know? So, of all the people that are out and are ready to go, you know, can this guy come close to what he's making now but get upgrade his situation?
Sure he can. I would think so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I agree.
There's several teams out there that are young, up-and-coming teams with a future. This certainly isn't here.
No.
Colorado.
Yeah?
Yeah, but Colorado. Look, Colorado's buried.
Well, look at not only that. How about Arizona? I mean, Arizona, I mean, they were playing Osmani Tomas in corner outfield position. Left field, I think it was.
Right.
So they brought in J.D. as a rental. Well, if they don't re-sign J.D., they may go after Upton again because he started there.
Yeah, yeah, Tomas is on the DL anyways.
Yeah.
If Upton comes out with that blank sheet of paper, and you can offer him whatever you think, and if he's smart enough and he waits a little bit, you know, people are going to get worried. And if you got a professional hitter that showed last year was a fluke, this year is kind of no better, but it kind of is, you know, all of a sudden you're going to be the big deal. Now, if you lose Upton, ooh, the things change for the Detroit Tigers.
Somewhat.
Yeah, but at least you've got breathing room, a slight amount, which is better than none, than suffocating, which you are doing right now.
Yep.
You know,
but they're still dragging around the corpse of Jordan Zimmerman, still dragging around the corpse of
Cabrera.
Have you seen? Did you see Cabrera? Did you see the game last night against the Yankees?
Okay, yeah,
I saw some of it. Yeah,
yeah. Because really, nobody can sit down and watch nine innings of the Tigers.
I mean,
just doesn't work
anymore.
You know, I mean, we're seeing, you know.
After Fulmer got hammered, I just like, I'm done.
Who is Mikey Matuk? Where did he come from? What is this guy?
He was the guy we talked about a few months ago. They brought him in from Tampa because
Bay.
Tampa didn't want him. He hit like 130 last year. And, you know, they said, well, we're done with him. And they picked him up and he said, oh, boy, this could be our center fielder. No. Well, guess what?
He's
our center fielder.
Yeah, I mean, really,
he's not doing horrible, but I mean,
yeah, he's okay. He's serviceable.
He's not the guy you.
He's competitive.
Oh my God, we're using that word competitive again.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't know what he's hitting right now, but I don't think he's hitting 270. But he's a dirt ball. He runs. I mean, did you see him get plunked last night?
Right in the head.
Yeah. Got plunked in the head, and if you could read lips.
Oh, what do you mean read? I heard it. I heard it on the TV.
I know. I mean, he played this thing out big time. I mean, I don't know if that curveball came to his head and crushed him, but, I mean, he went down like a sack of taters, and he was cussing all the way up. I thought the benches were going to empty because only then it was only 5-1. So it's kind of a new game that we play here with the sports authorities. Whenever the Tigers relievers come in, we guess of how many runs they're going to jack right away. Because you can go to bed with the starter still in there at 5-1, and as soon as they call for the pen, you spin the wheel. Brrr, right. Tick, 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 tick,
as
tick.
Soon as,
how
soon
much
as,
are you going to add on?
That's right. As soon as Brad S. Holmes is walking to the mound, you get the calculator out.
Yeah. Or what you do, I mean, this is a fun way of doing it, too. You turn the TV off, okay? And then the next morning, you pick a number, and you pull up the score and see if they matched it.
Right.
It's like the lotto.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Oops. Except this, you don't win any money. You just get...
You laugh.
Yeah.
It's comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, 13? Ah! I was one short. I thought they'd give up 12. That's 13. Okay.
Oh, darn. I was one off.
Yeah, but he was pitching well until he gave up the two grand slams.
Yeah.
Other than that, he's fine.
Oh, Brad. You know.
I mean, go ahead and re-sign Brad for next year.
Why not? Why not?
Right about now, I would say the Tiger fan base right now is more interested in cutting lawns, pulling weeds, you know, enjoying. It's almost like being lion free,
you know?
Yeah. Enjoy your summer, folks. That's really, you don't give a damn.
You don't have to declare yourself tiger free. You just are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just...
I mean, you can try to watch him if you want. It's not going to last too long.
Just make sure that you go to the medicine cabinet and take, you know, 2 Tylenol or Advil or whatever you take for
Pepto-Bismol.
Your...
Pepto-Bismol.
Or whatever. Yeah, you just need to take something for it.
Do you know something? You wonder if the financial projections were that the Tigers would always be getting 3 million fans a year plus great ratings to be able to support 200 million.
Yeah.
Because now it's hurting. You know, the thing is with the Lions fans, which are dumb as hell, they'll keep going to a Lions game no matter how screwed up they are. We've gone over this a billion times. You know, they got to be some of the dumbest fans in sports. You know, sheep big time. But the Tiger fans don't organize. They don't have these. They don't call in and get all mad and angry and we got to boycott and, you know, fire Illich and all that stuff. They don't care anymore.
No.
Their apathy is a killer more to your business than if they had emotion enough to, ooh, get rid of Millen, you know, in that Million Man March, you know, that they had. Then nobody cares. And if you don't show up to that park and if you don't get those $10 beers, you know, I don't know if they're going to try to do a Rob Peter to pay Paul kind of thing, because that the Little Caesar Arena is going to make a buku kind of money off the first time, but they've got so much debt for that damn thing. You wonder if they're going to say, well, let's put a little bit of money right here. But I'm telling you, the more smoke that goes up, the more you think, is Chris ready to sell the Tigers? Why does he want that burden? He's not a baseball guy.
No.
He's not like his old man. Here's a checkbook open up for whatever. Because somehow, someway, some money's got to come out, I would assume, from Little Caesars Industries to pay the offset. You know, because you're not breaking even. No chance, could you?
Nope.
And have you seen Cabrera on TV? Doesn't give a damn.
Nope.
That face is like cares, you know, struck out, whatever. And then now your shortstop look like he's hurt, you know, for swinging at pitches that are just incredibly high, low, backwards, forwards. But the team didn't quit.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times can you have the team didn't quit and that's baseball?
No. The team is quitting.
The team is quit. Yeah.
They're going
through the motions. And you know what? Maybe they're not. Maybe it isn't that they quit as much as there's just nothing to play for anymore.
Which is
really. You got your contract, you got your money. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter whether you win 68 or 72 games this year. Who cares?
Yeah, because the draft in baseball is not sexy.
No.
It's not like the other three majors where you get like, woo, what are we going to get? When you got like 4 days for drafts, you know, in baseball, and you should because you got more teams than anybody else, you know, I mean, single A low, you know, double A, triple A, you know, the Flying Tigers and all those idiots, you got to stock a lot of folks. Man, that's a lot of money. It's just not the major team, you know, the major league team. It's all these other teams that you have to pay out. And are they making, you know, is a single A ball in Lakeland in July making money? I mean, it's way hot to go there.
Yeah.
You know, and you've seen baseball since February. Are you burnt out? You know, I mean, look at even Fifth Third. You know, Toledo has nothing.
Yeah.
Sport-wise. You know, that's about as close as you're going to get. Tomorrow's star is today, you know. And they're not going.
and there's no stars down there either.
There's no stars. I mean, they don't have any infielders under the age of 30 at Toledo. I mean, there's nothing there. There's no stars. Now you bring in the guy from the Cubs. Okay, maybe you got a guy who's going to be ready next year to play in the big leagues. That's one. Okay. What else you got? Not a whole lot.
That shows you the flaw in the Tigers farm system. If you can't draft your own and you're relying on somebody else's scouting to get their, you know, prospects, now are going to be your prospects. The reason why they let prospects go is because, here's a real secret, folks, that they really are not high on that prospect.
Exactly. Because you rarely see a top-ranked prospect go. Now, we did this year. Because the White Sox got a number one prospect. But they had to give up Chris Sale to get him. And Chris Sale is maybe the best pitcher right now. Okay?
Yeah, that's cheap.
I mean, he's doing great. And his contract is cheap. And it extends for several years. So, you had a rare commodity there and you got a rare return on them. But generally, you don't hear about a team giving up their number one prospect. Cubs gave up what? Their number three. Okay. What
Maybe.
Happened to their number one prospect? What happened to their number one prospect? They're all playing for the Cubs now.
Yeah, really.
Chris Bryant's playing for the Cubs. Addison Russell's playing for the Cubs. All these guys are playing for the Cubs.
Right.
And what do you got now? Leftovers. Especially leftovers after the Quintana trade, and the White Sox picked them clean. So what do we got? We got the guy that's number three of what's left over.
You know, it's okay to trade for prospects if you got a solid team right now.
Or if you have a productive system and you're adding to it, that's fine. The White Sox didn't have a productive system. They had nothing. But when they did a fire sale, they had value. They had valuable assets to trade, and other teams gave them good prospects for them. We didn't have that. We have all these players that, they're, as I said before, they're upside down. You owe them more than they're worth. That's the drag.
The guys that we have that have any value
are gone.
No, they we are owed way too much money to be able to get
That's
anything
what I'm
for
saying.
Yeah, but
That's
who's
what
got
saying.
Value?
The value is destroyed by the contract.
Right.
Do you think you have a guy who's worth $18 million and you owe him $28
million. Right. You're trying to sell a $500,000 house for... What am I trying to say? You're trying to sell a $25,000 house for $500,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you get that one star that ever happened that they unloaded Prince Fielder. With a huge-ass contract, biggest contract ever, bigger than anybody that's in Detroit right now, man, they found a sucker.
We got spoiled by that, didn't we?
Yeah.
We also got spoiled by the Dombrowski dump 2 years ago, where he came out with Fulmer and Norris, and you got Sessa, who got swapped out for Justin Wilson. You know, he did a great thing by dumping those two guys. Okay, and we come to expect, well, that's what's going to happen. No, it's not what's going to happen. It generally doesn't happen in these deals. You know, the prospects that you got, they're about what you're going to get for what you had. Okay, this guy, the third baseman, that's about what you're going to get for a Justin Wilson. He's not Aroldis Chapman. He's not Andrew Miller. He's a guy who kind of muddled along, wasn't that good last year, gets hot this year. Relievers do that. They'll have a good year. And then go right back to what they were.
Yeah, but you've seen that many. How the hell did we get our guys? You know, they got hot in their contract year.
Yep.
Detroit gets them, sign them for Buku, and then goes, thanks for the cash.
Yep.
You know?
Victor Martinez. Thank you
Francisco
very much.
Francisco Rodriguez. Mark Lowe. the list goes on.
I would not include Pelfrey in that because he didn't have that great contract year.
No. His run average was five when we signed him.
Yeah. Yeah. And
$16 million for
and Zimmerman was a guy who was definitely in decline too.
Right.
People were looking at it going, well, what'd you sign him for? I mean, he's lost some velocity.
$120 million for him.
Ugh.
And we were going against ourselves. That's the only people that were betting on this guy.
Yep.
It's Detroit. And you know, of course the old man. $100 million? Oh, let's make it $240 million.
Okay.
You know?
Where do I sign on the check?
Talk about something that's even stranger. What is up with David Price?
Wonky elbow again.
Yeah, his elbow.
Yeah, yeah but
There's
I mean,
going there.
His head.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, you're unhappy. I mean, you're duking it out. I mean, Eck isn't the best guy in the world, I would assume, you know, to deal with. He says all opinions here on the Sports Ladies are our own, so don't sue us. You know, but... I mean, David Price, for his time that he was in Detroit, was like a level-headed, educated, you know, guy that spoke well, is cool, whatever. You know, it's the kind of guy you want to be around with.
Absolutely.
You know, all of a sudden he goes to Boston, you know, and everything falls down the chute. And he's got a couple of years left there, doesn't he?
Got a bunch of years left.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going anywhere.
No.
And I think he's kind of like a mini Crinkley, where he's got too big of a contract to get what he needs to have. You know, so if you're Dave, go on the continuous DL for another 5 years, say, thanks, baseball, it's been fun, because you ain't going to make it in Boston, you know.
Yeah.
But Boston, I mean, it's funny to see right now, there are out of the six divisions, there's three that's competitive.
Yeah.
And there's three, I think the one where the Diamondbacks, they're 13 back and they're in second place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's plenty. I mean, baseball is kind of like ho-hum, I guess, this year.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that Detroit could actually, even being 12 games back, you know, with this division, anything could happen. You know, I'm not saying that they'll even get close to six games back.
Who knows?
Who knows with these guys? Because really, you see Boston and New York battling. And I mean battling. Now, that's a fun division to watch. You know? But again, who else you got? I mean, the Tampa Dodgers Bay. Ran away with it. You know, to yep. see the Giants like 30 games out already. Yeah,
40.
What?
40.
Wow.
How are you a half a season, a quarter of a season out? But they can get hot. They can play some guys. They'll get some, you know, prospects.
Pitching.
They're almost a Detroit team. Yeah. You know, going from worst to first to worst, you know, quickly.
Their whole pitching staff. Baumgartner's been in the DL forever.
Yeah.
Cueto's on the DL now, but he hasn't pitched good all year.
No.
Samardzija is 3-13.
Yeah.
He should have stuck with football.
Yep.
You're seeing some. I mean, it's cool if you're a Dodger fan. You know, it's cool if you're
Astros fan.
Astro fan by far. Yeah. Okay. And then there's the one other
Nationals.
Yeah, and they just all ran away. So that's cool. But if you're Pittsburgh or anywhere, you know, why bother? You know, I mean, yeah. If you're Arizona, and I don't know why everybody keeps picking, oh, Arizona, they're poised, they're ready, you're 13 back.
But they're going to be one of the wild card teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're going to be in.
Yeah, they got the first wild card right now, I think.
Yep.
Can you imagine you're a wild card team at 13 back? You know, holy cannoli. You know, I mean, really, Tigers, as much as, you know, in the Central, everyone's like, you do it. No, you do it. No, you win. You want to win? You want to go first place? I mean, really, look at the carousel that we had with even Minnesota.
Yeah, it's the Comedy Central.
It is. There is no bona fide whatever, and it's almost like even Kansas City was making a move.
Yeah.
As soon as they feasted on the Tigers.
Yeah.
You know, then they said, okay, well, because now whoever wants to pad their stats, Tigers coming to town? You know?
Oh, baby.
All you have to do is just wait. And the funny thing is, look at how many scouts were in the audience for Verlander. Uh-huh. Not a nibble.
Yeah.
But then again, we don't know what Avila's management dealing style is like. He could be just like Mark said, here's a $5 candy bar, give me $1 million for it. No? Well, okay, I guess not. Well, they said no, everybody. You know?
They just, wouldn't give me what we wanted.
Yeah, but he hasn't done anything in his tenure. Nothing in his tenure. You know? And if you think that it's going to get any better when it's really going to be crappy, okay, next year, who do you trade? You got nothing to trade but prospects.
But then you
got
to remember that Verlander's got the no-trade clause, but, you know, let me throw this in, too. If I was on the Tigers and there was a trade for me to get out of Detroit,
you'd approve it.
I'd approve it. I'd get the hell out in a second because the foreseeable future looks really bad.
Yep.
For the 3 years that he has left on his contract, this and two more?
This and two more.
Do you think that they're going to make a run for it? I mean, there is no Cinderella teams. Nope. Only Disney does that. You know? That's only in where they have angels in the outfield or dogs.
See, that's what I'm saying. You know.
I look at the Tigers this way. The biggest problem over the last 7 or 8 years has been the bullpen. How does it compare now to what it's been? It's worse.
Way worse.
Okay, we had a gaping hole in center field. Did you plug it? No. Okay.
No, the damn.
Now you got
the damn broken center field.
You got a hole in right field now.
Right.
Yep.
Now what?
I do.
Oh,
like...
Adusi. Okay. Fine. Go for it. How about if Upton leaves? What are you doing left field?
See, this is what I'm saying. If anybody was smart and there was a trade on the table for them,
go.
I would get the hell out of Dodge in a second.
You're damn right.
Unless nobody wants you again. What is the chances that Tigers sign Ian again next year?
Pretty good, I think. Because his option for next year is 10. His buyout is 5.
So for $5 million, you
might as well pick him up. He has a decent year. You trade him at the deadline.
Right.
To who?
There's 19 teams out there you can trade him to, and he doesn't have to approve it. Okay?
Yeah, but they should have done it this year. You know, they could have done it, and nobody wanted him this year. What do you think he's going to have next year? You know, all-star caliber?
You never know.
Well, yeah.
You never know. I mean, he looked pretty good last year.
Yeah, and then what happened? You know, you're looking at now he's 1 year older.
Uh-huh.
You know, more aches and pains, more bings and bongs, streaky and whatever. If you think he's going to come back next year and be all-star?
On a $10 million deal for a year, and you trade him at the deadline, two-thirds of that's eaten up. You got 3 1/3. You know, $3.3 million to go, and a team could use them.
Somebody will pay that $3 million.
Somebody will pay it.
Okay. Why would you not trade them then this year?
Because they're having a shitty year, nobody wanted them.
Okay, again, so next year, if you think someone...
I'd roll the dice and bring them back.
Okay.
And what I would do is I'd look to trade Iglesias if I could. If not, I'd get rid of Castellanos, and you maybe put the rookie in at third, or you put the Machado there.
You know something, I always go back to what you have said repeatedly and more repeatedly than ever. You got to have somebody who wants them.
Right.
You know, and so far, if you're any other team, why would you go? If you can't get them this year, why would you want them next year?
You never know. Somebody could get hurt.
Yeah, but right. If you could get hurt... You know, I mean, the whole thing was this year, oh, everybody would want Crinkley because he's coming off a Cy Young year. And, you know, if you really need a team or really need a pitcher who's a leader and has experience, blah, 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 you know, this guy's a slam dunk. Everybody would want him. And they went for Dew or Ty or whatever his name is. You know, they went for Gray because uh-huh. They're cheaper and they're almost the same.
Well, let me tell you this, though, too. My understanding of what happened during the offseason is they decided they're going to make their veterans available. They went out shopping them, and the price was sky high, and people stopped talking to them. They were unrealistic in what they were looking for. They could have moved Verlander during the offseason last year, but they asked for so damn much that it shut off all the interest.
Yeah, but you know, if you're shopping them, you know you're going to get the 15th, 20th, and 94th prospect for Crinkley.
And get out from under the contract.
That's true, too.
If they'd have done it last winter.
They're
going to
want to buy that, though.
But they waited and they lost. Okay, they gambled and they lost. They gambled on all these guys and they lost. Because who's having a good year on this team? Help me. I don't hear any names.
Aducci.
Yeah.
Did you see that catch yesterday? That was an awesome catch. I mean, this kid's showing me glimmers. You know?
Not a kid. He's 31.
Yeah, he's 30.
How old are you? He's a kid.
Okay.
Well, shit. Everyone's a kid.
I don't
play
Major League Baseball either. Well,
but
for
now,
a reason.
But now you have to remember they still have till September 1st. They can still do the trades under the waiver thing.
Right.
Yeah, but do you really think that's going to work out?
Well, you never know.
Okay. So let's say you put Verlander out there and somebody takes a grab at him. Well, he has to clear waivers. Okay, who's going to come in here and put a waiver claim on him and eat the contract? Bye!
But see, now...
Fine, we don't care, go.
Well, no, I'm saying, let's say they make a deal with somebody. He has to clear waivers. Nobody's going to take him, so the deal will go through.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So there's still a chance that they still can trade him.
But again, if somebody does claim him on waivers, who cares?
That's what I'm saying. So there's still a chance that he can still go.
But yeah. Okay, but why wouldn't you have traded him now as opposed to the waiver time? What's the difference between 3 weeks?
Somebody's arm falls off.
Okay, arms have fell
off. David Price's arm falls off and Chris Sale's arm falls off. I don't know.
No, but what I'm saying is the only difference now that between the trade deadline now and in a month from now is the he has to clear waivers.
Right, which is not in a lot of these situations isn't that big a deal.
Right, because nobody's going to pick up that $80 million, so, you know, that's...
But it depends on how creative you want to be in making a deal.
Right.
And we've seen, and to me, that's the biggest thing. There's no creativity here. That's the biggest knock I get against Al Avila, is there's no creativity.
Right.
Okay.
There's no plan to get rid of them.
No creativity. No, if we knew what our goal was, we'd figure out a way to do it. But we don't know what the hell the goal is.
Right.
We don't know where we're trying to get. So we can't get creative. We can't come up with ways of doing this because we don't know what we're doing.
That's what I'm saying. If he got creative enough, he could dump Cabrera's salary too.
Absolutely. We've talked about some of these ideas about packaging players together to get rid of. You know, you get rid of Sanchez's contract for the rest of the year by bundling him with Avila, stuff like that.
Right.
But nothing of that happened. You know, the closest you saw was they bundled Avila with Justin Wilson to get the Cubs to send back a couple of prospects. Whoopee.
Another third baseman. I mean, did he forget that he's got third basemans? You know,
he didn't forget about Lugo, but now you see what he really thinks of Lugo.
That's what I'm saying. So why did you trade for Lugo?
Salary dump.
For JD?
Mm-hmm. Get rid of his contract for the rest of the year.
And how much was
that? You don't want to pay him. It was about $6 million to get rid of. And you don't want to pay him the $6 million. Why? Because you're not going anywhere anyway. And he's gone at the end of the year. And you can't get much for him. So, we got Lugo for him. Well, what's Lugo? Oh, he's the third baseman of the future. Except we then went and got another third baseman of the future.
That's right.
So what did you really think of Lugo? Well, I guess we know now, don't we?
Well, it's Lugo and the other third baseman they got. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, everybody.
The shortstop that's good field, no hit. And the kid, the 18-year-old kid, got a rookie ball.
Yeah. This is going to be 5 years at best. You know, I would really love to see the stat. We got to get the intern on this. What is the percentages of prospects when they're traded that they turn out to be great for their team?
You know, very high.
3%?
Higher than that. But
maybe.
4?
Yeah.
Put it this way, it's not over 10.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's under 10.
Right. And especially when you get into these guys, we're talking about the guy that got from the Cubs, the 18-year-old kid. He's playing high A ball right now. Well, that's pretty damn good. He's playing against 21-year-olds and he's holding his own. But that's a long way away from the majors.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, you don't know what's going to happen when he moves up. Now, one of the things they said, he's stocky and he isn't real quick. He probably won't stick at shortstop. They might move him to third, might move him to second. There's even some speculation he could try him at catcher. Okay, but he's supposed to be a good hitter, and he makes a lot of good contact.
So did Jacoby Jacobs.
But that's the thing. Where is he playing? High A ball. We don't know. It's a crapshoot.
Yeah, I mean, really, as much fanfare as Jacoby Jones came in with, you know, the guy, I mean, how did every major league scout for Detroit not notice that he could not hit a major league curveball?
Fastball. Can he have fastball?
Now he can't hit fastball.
Oh.
I mean, he is close to sinking back to Erie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that was, and this guy started on your Detroit Tigers this year.
Yep.
And see, that's the problem. He couldn't hit the curveball. So now, I can't understand. Now it's in his head that he can't hit the curveball. Now he's so worried about not hitting the curveball, now he can't hit the fastball. Well, now he can't hit nothing.
The problem with the fastball is bat speed.
Well,
I mean, he just doesn't have the bat speed.
Because he's too worried about the curveball.
I mean, didn't anyone figure this out?
Where's our batting coach? Who's our batting coach?
Who is our batting coach? Not Legendary Lloyd.
Legendary Lloyd.
I mean, batting coach.
We need a button for him.
Well,
there we go.
Batting coach at any level. You know, I mean, they need to clear his head.
Uh-huh.
You know, and get him to.
Who's the manager in AAA? Because, I mean, if Legendary Lloyd didn't screw up everybody, you know. I mean, is it your catcher from the 1984 Tigers?
Parrish?
No, I don't think so.
Because Parrish is what, Double A? Because all your stars are in Double A right now, and I put stars lightly.
Yeah, just one asterisk.
Yeah, maybe. You know, when you're always consistently having your farm club ranked, you know, 29th, because there's some other sucker out there. Philadelphia's got to be worse. You know, really, you got to feel for the Phillies fans. Yeah, okay,
Mike
who's
Rojas.
He?
Exactly.
Mike who?
Wasn't
Mike
he a minor guy for Detroit?
That was the second baseman for Kansas City, was it? Mike Rojas?
No,
that was Cookie Rojas. Okay, right. I got the Rojas right.
You're hungry, though. I thought he played for Detroit.
He's one of the Rojas.
Yeah.
The tag team.
Okay, all right.
A lot from a Rojas, you suck, and Rojas.
Yeah, Rojas, and...
You suck.
You suck, Rojas.
Scrap iron. I would like to see what his...
Maybe not scrap iron, maybe like scrap tin or scrap aluminum.
Yeah.
Just maybe scrap crap, you know?
There we go.
What did he play in his illustrious career that made him go all the way to AAA ball?
Well, let's see.
Intern's popping it up on the screen as we speak. And thank you.
He was a member of the Detroit Tigers staff from 04 to 13.
That's what I thought.
He served as the manager of Single A Oneonta in 04, Single A Lakeland, and Toledo before becoming the minor league field coordinator.
Where?
In 11, he was promoted to bullpen coach, position held for three seasons. He also managed in Reds, Astros, and White Sox farm systems.
He was in the bullpen coach for AAA?
For Tigers, I think.
For Tigers.
What year?
11 to 13?
Yeah.
And look what he produced.
Yeah.
So now you're going to make him
a manager job.
Brilliant. Is that not an Illich move or what?
There you go. You did such a good job in the bullpen, we're going to give you a team.
Yeah, you suck
so bad.
Look
at this.
Yeah, that's a keen-looking outfit, too. It looks like a smock that a third-grader wears.
Wow. Man, you did such a good job with that bullpen. We're gonna make you a manager.
Yeah.
Oh, just like Legendary Lloyd, you suck so bad everywhere you went, you're going to be our hitting coach. You know,
you look at all the Tigers' brain trust there. They say the fish rots from the head, right? Well, you got Asmus.
Thank you, Mooch.
Right? You got Asmus.
Yeah.
Okay. Asmus then who's next to him? Lamont. Right.
And then Legendary
the other
Lloyd.
Side, Legendary Lloyd. And it just goes through
and
the whole...
And Darlin.
I mean, it's not just one guy here.
Yeah, there is
It's the whole shooting match.
There's no shining star. You can almost do the same thing with the Red Wings, too. There is nobody on that coaching staff that you go, all right, you know, in case Basho gets hit in the head with a flying piano, you know, who would we want to take over? Nobody.
Yeah.
We're talking about taking over... the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, what didn't we talk about in 1 minute?
What didn't we talk about? We didn't talk about the Tigers, Teddy. Yeah, I guess we did, didn't we?
We didn't talk about lacrosse.
We didn't talk about anything else. I guess we talked about lacrosse. Okay.
Professional lacrosse, yeah.
But we didn't talk about Bruce Rondon. And it's kind of funny because Bruce Rondon, he threw at Moustakas the other day and hit him. And all his teammates went, "You're a jerk." And nobody defended him, and it's like...
Except for...
Brad.
Of course, Brad did.
Dumbass Brad.
And Brad's the only guy that thinks this guy's worth a crap. Nobody else does. His teammates don't. We don't. And it's like, he's inching closer and closer to Anthony Ghost territory, people.
Bruce gone home. Yes. All right. So, our sport director, Mark Milicek, what did we not discuss in 1 minute that is not Toronto-related?
Oh, okay, not Toronto-related. Okay, we're going to talk about the Baltimore Ravens. The owner of the Baltimore Ravens has reached out to the Baltimore Ravens fans and has asked them their opinion on signing Colin Kaepernick.
Why do you ask the fans? Either a strong owner or you're not. Either you convince
this is this is why I'm bringing this up. Have you ever heard of an owner asking the fans if it's a good idea to sign a free agent?
In this day and age, you'll get everybody, well, I don't know. You know, I mean, look at the 36% you got running around here. You know, maybe. But then again, why would you want to sign him with all the baggage that he brings? He wasn't that good.
No.
You
but
know?
But see, the thing about it is
you can say he's got a ring.
Yeah. No, well, it's just that the first string quarterback, Flacco's hurt. The second string quarterback doesn't know a football from a basketball, so they have no quarterback. So
then draft better, then trade for Verlander.
Sign Chad Henne, bring him out of retirement.
Good God!
But
Chuck Long.
But the thing about it is their two choices have come down to Kaepernick. Or Robert Griffin III.
Is that the only retreads that are out there?
They must have bring back Johnny Manziel. You know, what the hell?
Oh, please.
I mean, if they're gonna have those two, you might as well bring Johnny Football back.
I got to take a look through all the sessions that we've had to see when it was the last Johnny Manziel story. After we banned him back in 2016, we should have continued the ban. However, in the bylaws here, we didn't, so that's a loophole.
The
ban expired.
Well, this wasn't a story about Johnny Manziel. I'm just saying if they have a choice between Colin Kaepernick and Robert Griffin III, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel now. They might as well just go ahead and try out Johnny Manziel,
if they can find him.
They can find him, yeah, if they know what bar he's in.
Thanks for the money, everybody. And talking about thanks for everybody, thanks a lot for being with us right now. We truly do appreciate it. If you want to take us along with you to the beach or in the car or the bathroom, you can go to Podbean, Podbean, and click on CKIW and go on down to the Sports Authorities. And then you can put us next to you, next to your heart. So, until we see your heart again next week for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and our Sport Director, Mark Milicek, this is John Sarver. We will see you on the Sports Authorities next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Bye.
Bye.